This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, about 20 minutes or so away from Craig Hoffman taking over and rounding out the broadcast week. Again, we'll be out. I'll be out on Monday. Chris, sorry. You've got to,
For what it's worth, I wasn't actually scheduled Monday, but I'm covering for Jeff. So, you know.
Okay. And you get to work with the DOC, right?
Yeah. I love working with Doc.
All right. There you go. And, you got a busy weekend this weekend, don't you?
Oh yeah, man. We, watching tons of bands. I've already started on Wednesday. So yeah. I've been at the Maryland Death Fest this weekend up in Baltimore.
The Maryland Death Fest.
Yeah.
What's the chances that I've heard of more than one band that you're going
to
see over the next 3 days?
To be honest, I doubt it. But I'm very excited. There's bands from all over the world coming to play Maryland. They shut down the streets in the Inner Harbor right there by the aquarium. And they put stages in the streets. There's bands playing indoors, bands playing outdoors all day. They've already started today. I'm already missing a couple because I'm here.
I'm sorry to have to, you know, disturb you from your
Death
Fest.
It's all right. I got the whole rest of the weekend.
I mean, you were showing me like a picture that you took or somebody took.
Yeah, I shot that photo last night.
Of some woman in a trash can, like crowd surfing, right? Is that right?
Yeah, she's crowd surfing inside a giant, like Rubbermaid circular trash can. On top of, you know,
what are the chances anybody is actually sober in these crowds?
It's a party, man. That's part of the fun. It's like the bands, but it's also, you know, I know a lot of people from around the country that are also into metal and stuff, and this is a good chance to catch up with everybody. They're all coming in town for this big festival, and just fun party, lots of cool bands, just great time.
And how does it work in terms of, like, attendance? Like, you have to pay, like, one price to get, like, an all-access wristband type thing?
Yeah, I usually get the one for the whole weekend. You can come for, like, a specific day or even specific venues, but a lot of the indoor ones all sell out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier for me because it's, like, I don't care. I just want to be able to go where I want all weekend, go in and out and whatever, not worry about it. So I just buy the weekend pass every year. And, you know, they go on sale, like, 10 months early. So
yeah,
I've had these tickets for a long time.
Yeah, I'm looking at Maryland Death Fest on Google here. And, well, you know, So let's see.
The bigger bands are probably like Obituary or Paradise Lost. You probably never heard of them.
No.
Paradise Lost would be famous. They're the originators of the style of metal that we call gothic metal.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have an album that was called Gothic that came out in the early 90s, and that's where like all gothic metal like comes from that. So like, you know, anything from Marilyn Manson and Nine Inch Nails, a lot of that stuff's all influenced by these guys.
So, like, I'm saying Explore Festival headliners, Obscene, Atrophy, Asphinx, Obituary, Asphinx. You mentioned.
Asphinx is Asphinx. One, yeah.
You mentioned Obituary, right?
Yeah, Obituary is one of the big death metal bands from Florida in
right?
the 90s. Yeah.
So, you have that. You have Benediction.
Yeah, from UK, yep.
Blood Red, it's cut off
here. Blood Red Throne, but they canceled. They couldn't make it because of visa issues. Unfortunately, there's a lot of visa problems this time.
Tankard?
Tankard from Germany. Yeah, they're a party band, man. They want to. All their songs are about like drinking beer at a bar and stuff. It's awesome.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
No, it's a fun band, though. Like, it's a party thrash metal band, you know?
And you just stand and mill around and go from stage to stage? Is that the whole idea?
Yeah, you can
go. So there's no sitting or anything like that,
right?
Well,
no, you can sit. All the restaurants are open down there and stuff. And you can go in and, you know, get a burrito or go to the 7-Eleven. Like, there's stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I park in one of the parking garages. Most of the people there are, you know, got an Airbnb or a hotel or something.
And how do you, let's ask this delicately. How do you make sure that you have fun without then driving home in a precarious situation?
No, you always got to make sure you got a driver or whatever, somewhere to stay, take an Uber to or something like that. I mean, I know tons of people that will be at this. It's never hard for me to find a place to crash or anything like that.
So you might have so much fun that you would leave your car or not even leave Baltimore. You just
Yeah, unless I have to come back to work like I did today, which I was not supposed to be scheduled for because I was supposed to be up there. But I took it easy last night. I drank some in the afternoon, but by the evening I hadn't drank any for hours and hours. So and also, let me tell you, you sweat out in those mosh pits, man.
I'm sure it smells lovely.
I'm not the kind of guy that sits in the back and watches everything from afar, man. I like to get up in the mix. You
know? I'm sure it smells lovely. Now, if you were just showing up at 5 o'clock today for Death Fest in Baltimore, you would need approximately how much would a ticket cost to?
Honestly, you could probably watch some of the outside bands for free from the sidewalk if you're down there. But there's different
because I'm seeing the Power Plant live venue is $127 lowest price.
That's the outdoor. That's one of the outdoor ones. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that's for the you can buy like 3-day passes. I don't know which one you're looking at.
I don't know.
My four venue everything pass was like $230, something like that, when I bought it. Like,
for 4 days, you said?
4 days, all four venues.
Complete access.
Complete access to everything. And it's, like I said, you can kind of be like, oh, I like the bands at this one, but not that one, and kind of select. But it's just easier for me to just have access for everything.
I got you. All right. Well, have fun. That is Metal Chris. If you're going to Death Fest, you can. I'm sure you'll bump into Chris. He's very noticeable.
It's a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. People bring like blow up. They had a shark last night, or no, a Shamu, like a killer whale. They're throwing in the mosh pits, and like you know, it's like a beach ball kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like inflatable.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's a goofy time. People have fun with it. Nobody takes themselves too serious or something. It's just a fun time.
All
so
right. Okay. All right. I gotcha. All right. Well, interesting. All right. So here's what I wanted to do. Listen, I know everybody's excited about RFK and whatever, and there's a lot of politics involved here, so I don't really do a lot of politics. July 15th is, of course, a key date, as everybody kind of has heard. And this week there were a couple of developments, I guess, from the perspective of a couple of different people. Mark Klaus is the Commander's new team president. He replaced Jason Wright. So he spoke earlier this week at the Economics Club in D.C., said they want to build the new stadium that is iconic but yet fierce. And he said that apparently Mitchell Rails, Mark Ein, Josh Harris, the co-owners, they want to make the stands shake like it did at the old RFK without them actually moving. Okay.
How do you make that pass code?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how you do that.
Because everybody talks about that. And I used to go to a bunch of those games. I'm sure you did too.
Yeah.
And like, It wasn't the whole stadium that did that. It was just that section that got wheeled out because they used to be able to do baseball games there.
Yes.
And so it was like a bleachers kind of situation. Not
you're
real
not going to have.
Stands.
I don't think you're going to have removable stands.
Can't imagine they're going to put bleachers in with the prices they're going to be charging.
I think at Jerry's World, I at least when the stadium first opened, and the reason why I know this is because they had a collapse. In order to get like the most amount of people in for the Super Bowl, they had like a portable stands, whatever. Ever, and it collapsed, actually, not during the Super Bowl. But
Nobody was on it then.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I was like, that sounds awful.
Yeah, but maybe some people were on it. I can't remember exactly the whole story. But anyway, you want to be very careful, obviously. If there is anything temporary, if there is anything portable, which, you know, is not an uncommon thing, and you're having people, like, literally bounce up and down and jump to try and recreate a certain atmosphere, you got to be very careful that, you know, of course, you don't wind up having a disaster, right? So I don't know how they're going to do exactly that. But Klaus also said, you know, about the roof, that they're going to be the only, and I didn't think about this. I always thought they would do a roof. I don't think they'll do a retractable roof. I think it'll be a translucent roof because the retractable roof, the system, the mechanism costs so much money. But he pointed out something that I guess I didn't really think of. But he said basically in the mid-Atlantic, they would be the only stadium that is currently not built and ultimately will be new if the deal goes through, that has a roof in the mid-Atlantic region. A stadium of that size. And if you start to think about it, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, there isn't anything. There isn't anything nearby. Baltimore and their football stadium does not have a roof.
Detroit might be the closest, I was thinking, right?
Maybe, yeah. Because Cleveland, I mean, again, he was saying mid-Atlantic. Detroit's not really
sure,
mid-Atlantic.
I'm just trying to think, well, even the closest.
But I'm trying to think, like, what else around here because none of the stadiums in Baltimore, right? And if you expand it even beyond the Mid-Atlantic, Philadelphia and Lincoln Financial Field doesn't have a roof. Certainly MetLife Stadium doesn't have a roof. You know, if you're
North Carolina,
down in Charlotte or in Raleigh or at any of the football stadiums, unless I'm forgetting one, nobody's got a roof. So his point is Taylor Swift basically, and Mark Ein said this to the Junkies yesterday, I think it was, maybe 2 days ago. Here you can hear the Junks on Team 980. Taylor Swift did not refuse to come to FedEx Field. No part of it.
Really? I didn't realize she refused. Yeah. I wonder why.
I mean, that's what he said, which we all thought, or many of us thought.
Is it because of all the stuff that happened on the Beyonce show?
No, I don't know. Because to your point, Beyonce's been here, you know.
But I remember there were a lot of issues at that Beyonce. It started raining and people
were locked out or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
But that decision was already made by Taylor Swift. Just remember, the last time Taylor Swift was here in the D.C. area, it was at Nationals Park. Now, Nationals Park, that's 6-7 years ago, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
I don't think she's been back here since. But the point being is they envision this football palace to be able to finally bring not only a permanent or a long-term home for the Commanders that everybody likes and enjoys and wants to go to and so on and so forth, even though it's going to be absurdly expensive, but also so that they can compete and not only compete, but almost easily win when people like Taylor Swift go on tour, when WrestleMania wants to pull out of a deal in New Orleans and because they really like the treatment in Las Vegas, which long story. But the point being is there's no place else. And the Super Bowl is, of course, a big part of this. There's no place else in the geographical area. Right. As far as you want to go, Philly, including MetLife Stadium, if you want, down south to Charlotte, so on and so forth, Pittsburgh. There's no place that has a roof and a big stadium size. So interesting. I guess I thought about that, but I more thought, oh, okay, well, sure. They would want to come to a brand new spanking palace with a roof, which means you could do it, I don't know, you could have a concert in January or February and not worry about the weather. I didn't think about it from there's no competition for a venue of that size, say 65-ish thousand, with a roof. There's no competition anywhere in the area.
I will say most big bands are not touring in January and December and stuff. That is
fair,
not a big
fair,
tour time.
Fair.
Usually fall
January
and
February,
and
though, you could see some of it. But the point being is it allows you to schedule stuff that you couldn't schedule in just, say, February again.
I will say, I just saw AC/DC at Northwest a week and a half ago or whatever. And I was talking to someone there after the show. They had this huge fireworks display at the end of the show to, you know, the cannons going off, you know, for those about to rock, and they're shooting off all these cannons, and they had all these fireworks and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were saying one of the guys near me after the show, we were all, you know, standing in line waiting to get out of the place. And I guess he's one of those guys that follows the band around, seen them in a few different venues. And I guess the last place he'd seen them was in some sort of dome or indoor, you know, arena. And he said they didn't have all the fireworks because they weren't allowed to do it indoors. So that is the one thing you will probably lose if they just do the glass house, the glass top, and not the opening and closing, you know. I don't know how much pyro Taylor Swift uses. I am unfamiliar.
I don't know either, but I would imagine some. But I know wrestling does. If they're going to have WrestleMania, if they're going to have SummerSlam, if they're going to have Royal Rumble, if they're going to have Survivor Series, which I would imagine they're going to be here a lot, and they'll strike a multi-year deal with WWE, they gotta, you know, you can't build a place that has a roof that doesn't give you the ability to get the type of events that you need and want, unless it's a retractable roof. And again, retractable roof is going to add probably another $500 million.
And you know, in D.C., they're going to want those military flybys.
Exactly. All right, we got to take a timeout. Quick dum-dum of the day to wrap up the week and the show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.